Laying Out My Winter Clothes. Written by Livia Penn. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Ronan decides to stay in Atlantis. Takes place directly after the end of Runner. For a moment, he doesn't understand. The building in the foreground is similar to the Great Observatory in Satita's capital. It's like the view you'd see from the Ring of the Ancestors. But it's not right. Not the same. Fury floods his veins. Do these people think he'll really be fooled by such a cheap illusion? It's all wrong, the cityscape confused, and the buildings dull with dust instead of gleaming, silver. There are no banners, no trees. This can't be Satita. If they'd really sent a machine through the Ring of the Ancestors, people would have noticed. There would be soldiers. Where are the people? Ronan swallows hard, and the truth slides home like a knife into his throat. He doesn't remember turning away, making his way out onto the balcony. He comes back to himself when his hands begin to cramp, locked around the railing. He loosens his grip, blinking against the sunlight that flashes, blinding, off the waves. He senses the guards somewhere behind him. They smell familiar. Gun oil, metal, and sweat. Shepard is the same, but with a forest scent as well, and he moves with stealth. Ronan hears the guards move aside for Shepard before he hears Shepard's footsteps at all. He thinks about turning, casually. If he kept his eyes down, he could get close enough to break Shepard's nose with a blow, take his belt knife, lunge for the guards. Shepard's people seem well trained. It would probably be quick. He doesn't turn around. Give me a reason. Shepard says nothing. I ran, but I knew I would return. Someday. He hadn't used his voice this much in years. He can't quite control it. He stops. Far below, the ocean is very loud. We're going to fight the Wraith, Shepard says, after a short silence. And I don't just mean we're going to protect our people, or this city. Sooner or later, most likely sooner, it's going to be them or us. I'm planning on it being us. There is no patience in his voice, no sympathy. Ronan tries not to flinch as Shepard moves closer, leaning on the rail next to him. You could be useful in a big way, he says. I'd like it if you could brief us on the planets you visited, the Wraith technology and tactics that you've observed. Ronan nods. He does owe these people a debt for taking the Wraith tracker out of his back. He failed to recover their lost man, but he can at least do this. It might take a while, Shepard says. And now he does sound apologetic. He turns away from the rail, then glances back. You hungry? They fed Ronan earlier, in the room with the barred windows. A plain sandwich of meat and bread, a bottle of clear water. He'd barely tasted it. He's still hungry. He follows Shepard. The guards follow him. End. Thank you for listening.